Blog Talk Radio.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I know, beat me now. I lost track of the original count of how many days to Halloween. Was it like 10? 11?
Yes.
13? 18? It's some insane amount. I don't even know what today is.
Well, apparently it's
the 20th.
Day and it's 11 days to Halloween.
11 days to Halloween, okay. So then let's do that right. It's 11 more days to Halloween, 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 11 more days to Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Welcome, guys, to the GG Hour. This is your host, Gore Girl, and sitting to my left is Tech Guy Ed. What's up?
Don't know.
Oh, my God. It smells like burnt something in here. Are you smelling that?
I am.
Is our machine's on fire? Like, am I smelling the switchboard burning up? I don't know. I swear to God, guys, it differs every week. The producers are insane. They refuse to give us money for cool stuff. Instead, they buy us flowers, like 10-cent flowers from Aldi, and throw them up on the table. I don't get it, guys. I don't get it. But, oh my God, welcome to the Gore Girl Variety Hour. I am just psyched tonight, insane, because we seriously are so close to Halloween, it's not even funny. I am smelling pumpkin seeds up my nose, seriously. This is awesome. I don't know, it might be the crack I snorted that's alluding me to this pumpkin-y smell, I don't know, but oh my God.
Or it could be the burning that we
Or it could be the burning flesh I smell in the room. I'm not sure. It's getting increasingly worse, isn't it? Oh, my God. I don't think it's – you know what? I officially think the producers are killing us. I do not believe that it's some sort of bird smell. I believe that it's some sort of noxious poison that's leaking in the studio. Only we smell it. They're trying to kill us. Look at the producers chuckling back there. Yes, yes. This is murder. We know. And now it's all over the airwaves. What are you guys going to do about it, huh? They're like, damn that time glitch. It's already on the West Coast, people. You can't help it. Oh, my God. I am insane with excitement. I don't even know what to do, guys. I am so jazzed up. This has been an awesome month. Man, last week not just an awesome show?
It was awesome.
That was a kick-ass show we did last week. I was so hyped. I seriously almost jumped out the window when I was done with the show. It was too much. It was too awesome. It was too crazy. We freaking busted into, like, Dom DeLuise drag, you know, comedy, you know, whatever. Oh, my God. I totally forgot to go pick that movie up. Ah, whatever. This is my shopping list. Everyone's like, what? Yes, I need to pick up Haunted Honeymoon. I don't own it on DVD. I need to go get it. But, oh, my God, guys. You know, it stopped. The burning spell stopped.
It might just be the heat. Or what they call
it. I don't know what's going on. I think it's the dead cats that they're burning. That's our after show meal. It's our caviar. It's the alley cats they cook in the back. It's Gore Girl? Just give her the crap that we scooped out of the dumpster yesterday. They like anything. No, guys, seriously, it's last week is an awesome show. This whole month has been awesome. We had, what, Ed Neal on. We had Circus Envy kicking us off. You know, last week was all about Halloween tradition, Halloween custom, just insane stuff. You know, I still want to be one of the kids that goes trick-or-treating with ale and, like, when they get ale and spirit cakes. Soul cakes. Give me some soul cakes and ale. I'm going to demand that when I go trick-or-treating on Halloween. Oh, my God, just an insane month. I mean, I've purchased so much Halloween stuff at Diamond Funny. Every year, of course, I purchase Halloween stuff. But this year, I've gone insane. I've absolutely gone nuts. I've purchased, like, everything. Things I don't even need. I'm like, a rubber rat? Why, yes. Of course I could use a rubber rat. Is it white with red eyes? Of course I could use two of them. Just for no reason, people. I don't even know what's going on. I'm insane this year. But we're having a massive Halloween party. It is going to be nuts. Gore Girl and Pet Guy Yed are going to, of course, liven this party up. But, oh, my God, it's going to be nuts. Gore Girl's very own sister is turning 21. So, thus, it's going to be an insane party. We are going to have live music, tarot readings. Oh, my God, I don't even know what else is going on. What else is happening? We're doing, like, crazy games and crap. Like, it's going to be nuts. Decorations totally costumed out. Oh, my God, it's going to be awesome. Going to be the Halloween bash to die for, guys. I am so psyched. Getting ready for it is awesome. We're going, you know, you got to do the whole hitting haunted houses thing. We're going to be hitting haunted houses all next weekend. Techie Ed and I got some stuff that we're filming next week. Oh, my God, this is nuts. This is nuts, guys. Halloween is awesome. This year, it's really, I mean, this has not been as crazy a month as my Halloweens usually are. My Halloweens are usually nuts, and I can't even breathe. This one, it's low-key, and I haven't been as crazy, but it's nice. I'm still having fun. Like, I actually get to sleep a little. I actually, like, know my name from time to time. It's nice. It's nice. So, we still have to go and play mini golf in that funeral home.
That we do.
There is a funeral home. Yes, indeed. And everybody that's from Chicago, you might have heard of this. There is a funeral home over here in Chicago that in the basement of this funeral home, they've built a mini golf. Like, complete with decorations and coffins and stuff. Like, you play around corpses, pretty much. And, like, you have to schedule it on a day when there's not a funeral, things like that. But you come in, and it's free to the public, and you just play mini golf. I'm like, what? This is awesome. And why have I not done this, like, before? So we are totally scheduling. We have to go play. Oh, my God. I want to hear. If anybody out there has actually gone there, I want to hear your stories, because I'm sure we'll have lots of stories when we're there. But, you know, I'm sure I'll hit the ball and I'll bounce off some dead guy's head. Oh, my God, it was a hole-in-one, thanks to the skull. It was great. It was a good time. But, oh, my God, guys, I hope you're just as jazzed up as I am. This is going to be an awesome show. In a little bit, we have the face of Michael Myers. We have Mr. Tony Moran coming on. Awesome. I am so excited to have him, because what's Halloween without a little bit of John Carpenter's Halloween right here in the studio? How awesome is that, guys? That is freaking amazing. But everyone's like, what? I mean, we were getting jazzed up. They actually, guys, this is a special year. It's extra special to have Tony on because it is the 30th anniversary of Halloween. Come on now. 30 years, man. 1978 was when the horror classic got started. Please, people, it's 30 years. That is freaking awesome. I mean, look at it. It still scares the crap out of people. There's some films, okay, you have to be more into horror to appreciate. Like, there's some of the older films that people are like, oh, well, that's not scary. I don't get it. Yeah, well, you got to appreciate it as a film, as a horror film. But then there's Halloween. It doesn't matter what generation of kids watch it, they're still scared. And you know what it is about Halloween that does it? It's the psychological terror. It's suspense. It's not, you know, a cheap thrill, like a throat getting cut and stuff like that. It is psychological suspense. There's hardly any gore in Halloween. It's all camera movements. It's framing. It's timing. It's the music. You know, it's everything on that movie was almost serendipitous because it was insane. I mean, they were, you know, you hear all the stories about what they were doing. You know, their makeup department was in the back of a station wagon. I mean, it was totally just, you know, back in the day, rogue filmmaking. It was awesome. It was great. But, why do we have two tubes of mascara on the desk here at the studio.
How come I'm not holding one?
Would you like one? I don't know where they came from, but okay, there's two tubes of mascara here. And are you going to apply it, Techie Ed? Apparently it's white and black. I don't get it. So apparently Peggy is going to be applying mascara during the show. See, all the crazy things. We don't do a show for a week. We don't even bother to come into the studio. And we come into the studio and there's all sorts of presents laying around. We don't even get it. I don't get it half the time. But, oh my God, guys. So I'm excited because we got Tony on the show. It's 30 years of Halloween. I mean, that was the movie. I remember watching that. God, when I was, I don't even know how old I was. I was a kid. I remember watching this movie. And I mean, it scared me. It was like, it wasn't even that one. It was Halloween 2. It was like when he was in the nursery and he's standing in the background and they're walking by. I mean, that was freaky to me, you know, because I wasn't exposed to the massive degree of horror I was about to get into. I was like, you know, 6 or 7 years old. So it was like, it didn't scare me where I was like, oh my God, I can't watch it ever again. It just, it was like, ooh, it was like a chill when I watched it. But I wanted more. I craved more. I had to see it. What is this? What am I watching? I need to know. And when I got older, I was like, oh, that's what I was watching. Good times. But, I mean, can you remember the first time you ever watched Halloween, the first one?
Well, I do remember it. It was awesome.
Did it not just give you this, like, whoa, like this chill down your back, like, holy crap. Like, it's seriously, the hair on the back of my neck, my arms stood up. I was like, wow, this is just, it's intense. It is a visceral and psychological roller coaster ride. It seriously is like, I don't, it's like somebody like removes your scalp and your skull, takes their fingers and just starts massaging your brain tissue. Like, yes, you like this, don't you? And you can't help but like pat yourself like a dog. You know, you're like, yes, yes, pet me again. I mean, I don't know. That is such a weird visual to have for Halloween, but that is the visual that I get about how much I love Halloween. So it's just, it's insane, guys, but we are starting into so many cool things. Like, look at it. What do we got coming up? AMC is about to kick off their Fright Fest. I think it's tomorrow they start their Fright Fest. I love AMC's Fright Fest, man. Okay, I was not happy with it the last 2 years because I don't know who remembers this, but I don't even know what year AMC is on for running this Fright Fest, but AMC runs for like 10 or 11 days. They run nonstop horror movies, 24 hours of horror movies. And, I mean, you know, of course it's edited for TV and things like that. But, see, I remember, like, 3 years ago, was it 2005, I think, was, like, the last really good one they had. But I remember that a lot of it wasn't edited. Like, of course, they edited swears out and stuff like that. But a lot of the gore was not edited. You could almost watch it and watch the entire scene of gore. Like, AMC was just like, yeah, whatever. They were so cool. I was like, oh, my God, AMC rocks. That's where you went to watch it because the gore was there. You were like, yeah, you know, gore, good stuff. But then all of a sudden, like the next year, they edited everything. All you were watching was like a Lifetime soap opera. You're watching actors talk and that's it. You're like, and then something would happen. They'd edit it out. And it's like, you see an actor's face. It's like, oh my God, it's so-and-so. Cut. Then the flash jump would be, well, I'm glad that's over. And I'm like, what? Thank God I have this movie and I've seen it 50 times or I wouldn't know what's happening. I'm like, what? Okay, it's like they show Halloween on. Well, thank God they can show a lot of Halloween because it's not that gory. But I don't know. I'm trying to think of a movie that they totally hacked to pieces. It's not coming to mind, but there was something I watched and I was like, you wouldn't even know that the killer was in there. Let's just say it was Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't know. It wasn't, but let's just say it was. They, like, edited everything with Freddy Krueger out. And you're like, what is this movie about? It's about some girl that, like, falls asleep all the time and something scary happens. But I don't know what it is. Like, I was like, how could you show – that is so blasphemous. How could you do that? I understand you can't show swears on TV and the whole moralistic turn our country has taken with trying – you know, everybody's trying to govern what we should or shouldn't say or can and cannot watch nowadays. It's like we're not only living in the age of Big Brother, we're living in the age of – we're trying to get back some of our 1950s morale. So we're going to pump you up with stuff, but take it away. We're going to tell you can have this, but you can only have what we allow you to have. Excuse me? What is this, Communist China? Hello? I mean, it might be better if it was Communist China. We might be allowed to watch the whole movie. I don't know. We're not far off. We are not far off, people. But, oh, my God. It just – so I am excited because AMC was starting to get it back. I think I watched a little bit last year, and they were – putting in some more scenes. I was like, okay, maybe, you know, people were complaining or something. But I don't know. I'm excited. Nonetheless, I'm excited. So here we got AMC's Fright Fest. Of course, what is that, freaking ABC Family or whatever. They do their 13 Days of Halloween. And they do movies like Casper and what we were talking about, Hocus Pocus, all those great movies we were talking about, like, you know, for the last 2 weeks. But I mean, seriously, this is the time, man. This is the time. I think everybody should quit work for, like, the next 2 weeks. Everybody needs to quit work and just sit home and watch horror movies and have parties. Save your money and buy beer. Buy lots of beer. Buy pizza, whatever it is you people eat. And invite your friends over and just watch horror movies all day. I think this is a plan.
I think it is, too.
I think people should. I think America should do this. This would solve our economy if our economy was stagnant. This would solve any problems we have because nobody would – people would spend money on beer and pizza.
And people already don't work, so what
so why not? It'll be great. It'll be good time. But, no, seriously, this is the time of year, guys. We are headlong in Halloween. We are freaking, what, 10 days away from Halloween. That is insane. 11. Well, I don't know. I don't – guess I don't count the actual day, but
okay.
10 days.
I understand now.
We're having timing conflicts over here. Yeah, Erica spent 15 minutes talking about should you count the day? Should you not count the day? No, we're like 10 days away. We need to go to haunted houses. I mean, you know, Techie Ed went to Great America's Fright Fest. I mean, there's so many things going on Halloween related, guys. People are throwing costume parties. You know, places are having Halloween specials. I mean, you know, and another thing, too, people don't realize is like those stores, like Halloween stores or whatever that sell stuff, wait another week or two before you buy your Halloween stuff, because everything's half off. Seriously? That's awesome. And definitely November 1st, everybody's, you know, you should all flock to the Halloween store because everything is marked completely down. It's on clearance because they're trying to move the stuff. They want to get it out because Halloween's over. So that guess where I'll be November 1st? I'll be having like 6 shopping carts. Hey, just stock me up over here. Oh, a severed head? Well, I could use another one of those. Not that I don't have 15. They're like, weren't you just here last week buying them? No, that wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. And, of course, what do I do with the stuff? I don't know. Where is it? It's just laying everywhere. My house looks like a morgue, for God's sake. But insane. Good stuff. And, I mean, okay, here we are. We got Tony Moran. We got all this classic stuff. We got all these things going on. I'm excited. You know, the air is crisp. We are in the perfect season, man. I am getting so psyched. But we have to stop for a minute. And while we have time, we got, you know, a few minutes that I can mention this. So I'm going to try to reel through this real fast before we bring Tony on. I can't believe we're almost like halfway through the show. What happens? What happens to the show? So apparently I talk a lot. I don't know. I'm not privy to this knowledge. Apparently I talk. I don't know. So it's like, you talk? What?
What are you talking about?
I'm so shy and quiet.
I thought this was an hour of silence.
This is a Gore Girl variety vigil. We just sit there with candles and look at each other. Good times. Good times. So we have to talk about the classics, guys, because here we are in Halloween. We talked about the campy stuff. You know, we did the Dom DeLuise, but we have to talk about the classics. And I don't want to get too much into it, okay, because – everybody knows what you should and shouldn't see at Halloween. You know, everybody knows the classics. These are movies that are staples all year through, not just Halloween. So, I mean, I'm not going to get too in-depth in it. But I am going to talk about it because, man, we respect this. This is the stuff that we talk about. This is the stuff that, you know, gets us fueled all year. These are things we grew up on. These are things we idolize. So, of course, I'm going to throw it out there. You know, and pardon me if I forget somebody's favorite, but, God, I'm just wheeling this off the top of my head. So we got to talk about the classics, guys. We got to just mention some of the classics and why they're awesome. Of course, I got to start off with numero uno, number one, no matter what anybody says, I will beat you with my towel, number one horror movie of all time, Psycho. Come on, guys. It's the granddaddy of horror movies. I don't care. There's people out there, oh, well, it's in black and white, and oh, I have to think through it. Oh, my God. Kill me already. Shut up. Go watch some Vin Diesel flick and leave me alone. Seriously, Psycho is the granddaddy of all horror films. Hitchcock was a master. He was a genius. He's brilliant. I mean, the things that man did with light and shadow, I mean, it was like what Orson Welles did with Citizen Kane just in cinematography. I mean, the man took a TV format and made a movie out of it. I mean, that was amazing. He just, and people don't realize this. I mean, I studied Psycho to the umpteenth degree. I mean, that Hitchcock was my thing. And people don't realize that Psycho was an experiment. it wasn't an intentional film. Oh, yes, we're going to make a film, and we're going to make it like this. It's good. It was an experiment. They were trying new things. They were trying new techniques. Like I said, it was a TV format. It was a TV crew. It just, Hitchcock did so many things in that. You know, it was the little things, like the first shot ever of a toilet working. It was in Psycho. I mean, look at everything that was in it. This is the time, people, and we talked about this many shows ago, where a movie had story, it had context, it had depth, and it had complexities, and there was so much to it, there was weight to it. And yes, it was frightening, and yes, it you know, Psycho actually took something realistic and threw it in your face, and it was horrifying. And I mean, of course, nowadays, we're much more desensitized to this stuff, and, you know, Psycho looks like, you know, a G-rated film, but look at everything that compiled in it. Look at the shots. Look at the music. Look at, you know, just the basic psyche and psychosis of Norman Bates, of what Hitchcock was presenting to you. This is amazing stuff. And I swear to God, Psycho is still one of my favorite films of all time. And it hands down is one of my favorite Hitchcock films. And I know there's a lot of hardcore Hitchcock fans that will be like, no, it's this, or this is my favorite film. But what it did for the horror community, what it did for film in general, I mean, it had much more impact. It had much more impact on society. It had much more impact on culture than many of his other films. So this is where I'm going with it. And, of course, it's my number one classic. It's the film I love. So screw you. I'm going to talk about it. You don't like it? Get your own show and talk about something else. I don't care. Let's talk about North by Northwest. It's a great film, but it's not Psycho, okay? So, I mean, look at who was in it, for God's sakes. I mean, look at it wasn't even the movie. Look at what he did outside the movie. Hitchcock actually told all movie theaters to not let anybody in if they were more than, 8 minutes? If you were more than 8 minutes late, if the picture started and was 8 minutes in, no one was allowed to enter the theater. That was the rule. If you're not in your seat from the beginning to end, you were not allowed to watch the movie. You had to wait till the next run. I mean, who did that? People don't do that nowadays. I mean, that's awesome. That was publicity. That was getting the audience jive. That was getting them jacked. That was like, oh my God, this is serious. I got to watch this. Then what else did they do? They just blew tradition out of the water. They had a major actress, Janet Leigh, who was a Hollywood icon. She was, you know, the golden age of Hollywood. She was one of those key players, you know. She was a face that people, you know, oh, Tony Curtis, Janet Leigh, they were a cute couple in Hollywood. They were the it couple. And here you had Janet Leigh killed off a half an hour into the movie. She's the biggest star of the entire picture. And she got killed off in the beginning of the movie. That was unheard of. That was not done. I mean, he was trying things. He was doing things. And, of course, he did it excellent because he had a firm grasp on suspense, what gets people. That's it, guys. It's brilliant, hands down. So I love it. And, of course, I don't know if anybody remembers this, those people that dissed the black and white films, Hitchcock had a choice to make it in color or make it in black and white, and he wanted to make it in black and white. So, yeah, take that and chew on it, all right? Then what else we got? The Exorcist, my absolute hands-down favorite of all freaking time, okay? The Exorcist. I'm going to freak out. I'm going to bash my head on the table. I am so freaking excited. What do you have? The Exorcist was amazing. All those people nowadays, it's kind of cheesy. Are you retarded? What's wrong with you? Cheesy? Please. This is a psychological battle between good and evil. This is absolute. These are absolutes, good, evil. This is, it's amazing. I mean, just the underlying things. You could take The Exorcist, and especially if you read William Peter Blatty's novel about The Exorcist, you could take the story and dissect it to no end. This has so many levels. This has philosophy. This has culture. This has everything to do with it. I mean, you know, this has myth. This has legend. This has religious undertones. This has what people perceive as religion. I mean, this is thought in its essence. This is crazy, guys. And, I mean, look at it. We just said the granddaddy of all horror films. Now you're talking about the godfather of special effects, Dick Smith. Look what he created at the time he created. He is hands down. I mean, there's so many masters of special effects. There's Savini. There's K&B. You know, there's Rob Bottin from, you know, what he did with The Thing. I mean, there's so many hands down great special effects artists. But Dick Smith is the godfather. He brought special effects to its knees. He threw it like 10 leagues, 10 years above where it should have been. I mean, the man did a great job. You cannot attest that. He did. And, I mean, look what he did with the swiveling head. I mean, just what he took, the demon. I mean, the kid, oh, my God. And then Friedkin, he is an eccentric director. He used to slap people to get reactions, you know. I mean, the stuff that he did on The Exorcist. I mean, there was actual 13 deaths on The Exorcist. There was a fire that broke out on The Exorcist. There was, I mean, his directing style was insane. He actually slapped the priest that worked on the movie with him to get the reaction of him shaking. I mean, Ellen Burstyn, he hurt her back. Yeah, I mean, these are behind-the-scenes stuff. This is crazy stuff that makes the film better. I mean, I feel bad, of course, that people got hurt, but this made cinema. And look at the reaction it had on people, because this is the stuff that people don't want to talk about. These are the dirty little secrets in people's closets. You know, nobody wants to think, you know, this is, our society is built up on God and Satan. You know, nobody wants to think, oh, nobody wants to think about Satan. Nobody wants to think about evil, you know. And here was The Exorcist throwing it, well, what if this happened, you know. And this touched a lot of people, because people are very, they hold on to their idols. They hold on to their icons. I mean, our civilization has always been built around icons, around totems, around myth, around legend. I mean, that is what people clung to, was faith-based. So look at this. This is what they threw. People freaked out. People loved it. People hated it. People vomited. People left the theater. People demanded their money back. People picketed the movie. People wanted the movie banned. I mean, it was banned, and not in the United States, as I just spit all over the place. Not in the United States, but it was banned in other countries. I mean, it was amazing. It was a cinematic achievement. It was awesome. And I just, oh my God, look who was in it. Freaking, I mean, Ellen Burstyn. You had Max von Sydow. My God, the special effects on him were awesome. You had freaking Jason Miller, who was a successful playwright after that. I mean, you had Linda Blair. I love you, Linda Blair, and I'm going to scream that from every freaking rooftop. You are great. I grew up, and of course, I had my idols, my icons. Linda Blair is one of them. I think that girl is phenomenal. She can do no wrong in my eyes. Anybody want to challenge me, I will bitch smack you, and I'm serious about that. Everyone's like, oh, my God, Gigi is nuts. No, I'm feeling Halloween, guys. I'm feeling the classics. And like I said, I'm just ranting about this because we all know, you know. And, yeah, everybody has their personal favorites. There's so many classic Halloween or, you know, classic movies, horror movies. I mean, Evil Dead, the trilogy, that's a fairly new sort of staple of classic horror. I mean, God, there's so many films. Dario Argento's Suspiria. God, so many things pop into my head. Rosemary's Baby. Look at what that did. Look at the achievement that Polanski did on that. That was awesome. I mean,